Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto on the West Coast. Put it on hold for a couple of minutes here as we talk to Billy and Cal Ripken. Terrific. The 25th field that they're building for the Ripken Foundation. And let's talk about what that means to them and to the youth of America. Cal, let's start with you. Talk about that. The 25th ballpark being built. What a wonderful thing you guys, you brothers have done for the kids.
Yeah, it's all under the name of the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation. Billy and I wanted to bring Dad's life, his legacy to life, and it was all about him helping kids and developing kids. And so what we do is simply we teach baseball and use baseball to get in front of kids, and then we create lasting mentorships and earn their trust, and we give them a chance to really make good choices. And the youth development parks are all about those choices because they need a safe place to play. We want to have them, look at it and see an alternative, a positive alternative, and sports is that positive alternative. But these youth development ballparks really do have a nice effect, a transformational effect in all these areas.
Billy, talk about what it means to the communities themselves. How do they respond when you guys actually turn shovels and make this happen?
Well, I think it's pretty incredible, too. And since we're on the radio and you can't really see the pictures of these fields, I encourage you to go to the website, the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation, and look at some of these parks. But it just stands to reason. When you put something this nice into an area, it energizes that whole area. It really does. You see the smiles on the kids' faces. You see the smiles on the adults' faces that when one of these fields go in. And what we're finding now is we've got enough momentum working right now that our phone's ringing off the hook about putting these things in, their specific areas that are calling about. So I think the transformation is amazing. And if we partner with the right organizations in certain communities, we know that their organization has a good track record. We give them this little biscuit of a field. It gets the kids out there, and then they can go to work on them.
You know, Billy, it's funny that you said that, and you mentioned your phone, your foundation's phone is ringing off the hook. How do you kind of identify which communities you're going to go into as far as where to put one of these great ballparks and one of these great places for kids to learn and play the game of baseball?
Well, I think interest is a big key. So when the phone rings, we pick it up and we talk. And then it's up to us to do our due diligence as far as the organization we're dealing with, the community we're dealing with, and the track record that's going on. I think the worst thing in the world we could do is partner with a bad partner, and we try to do our very best. Boys and Girls Club is one of our favorite groups to partner with. We also partner with some police athletic leagues, some YMCAs. But the interest, number one, is a great sign. If they want it, we're willing to talk, and then we go from there, and we see if we can't get something done together. The idea is raising the money, we build the fields, and we gift it to that partnership, that group, that community. So we want to make sure we do the right thing when we do this.
Well, our time is a little short here, so a final one for me, and I'm going to turn it over to Bob. You guys in many ways have hit the lotto of life. Forget the records and the accolades and everything else, and that's all there, and that's great. But a great many of us through our youth years of playing sports could play with our slightly younger or older brother. Then as you move along to high school, the chances diminish. Then by college, it's pretty rare that you play together with a sibling. You guys went to the major leagues and not only played in the major leagues at the same time, which is rare enough, you played with each other and had Dad as a manager. Talk about that as kind of hitting the lotto of life, as it were, and being able to be in sports at the highest level together and still working together to this day. Just talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it was the coolest thing to be able to do that, quite honestly, looking back on it. But I think we downplayed it at the time. We were all professionals. We took exception to the fact that sometimes it was thought of that Dad got us in there. In some ways, you had to prove yourself all the way through. But it was really good having two people in the clubhouse that you could trust that are family members. I mean, your dad plays a different role in an advisory sense, sometimes helping out. And your brother, you can share anything with your brother at different times. So it was really cool, and we felt very fortunate and very lucky to have that opportunity.
The Cal Ripken Senior Foundation Youth Development Parks. Another shovel gets turned the 25th. Thanks for the time, gentlemen. We'll get you back as soon as we can.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Anytime. Pleasure.
That was Bill and Cal Ripken Jr. joining us here on Spano and Black.